All right, so Chicken on the Bone. Tell me about the history of how you guys got started and the name and everything.
Around 2000, 2002, somewhere up in there, we were, you know, just a regular bar band, you know, with some crazy name, and we decided we needed to change the name because people were offended by the last, by the other name, which I won't say, but, yes.
You said you wanted A-ring?
Yes. And I can go in there, too. And, anyway, when we rehearsed, we were rehearsing one day, and our kids were smaller then, and we came out the rehearsal and said, oh, let's go get something to eat. And the kids were around. I don't know why they were all around, but they were around. And we said, let's get some chicken. And they mentioned chicken nuggets or chicken on the bone. And that's the short version of how that name came around, chicken on the bone. I said, oh, I like that. So, and that's how the name came around. And we just played around New Orleans and the Gulf Coast and just got a call to play on Bourbon Street because somebody wasn't showing up, and that's how it all started.
How long ago was that?
That was about 8 years ago.
8 years ago you started on Bourbon Street?
Yeah, about 8 years ago.
So where have you been playing on Bourbon Street all this time?
Old Opera House, mostly, and then we played Crazy Corner, played Fat Cats. And 544. So we did a little bit of moving around, but mostly was out at the Opera House. And then when that shut down, they moved us to Bourbon Bandstand.
Right.
And there we are.
So who was it that first contacted you that got you on Bourbon?
Joey Alonzo.
Okay, I don't know who that
is. He works for the Prohibition Company now. He's a manager there, but he was the manager at the old Beach on Bourbon at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Still friends today. We usually go eat lunch on Mondays.
Oh, nice.
But he had something to do today, so
that was
perfect timing.
That worked out. So you pretty much have this a solid lineup, right? Except
yes.
for your singers.
Like,
you have Sarah, but then you use different singers?
Yeah, because we do marathon sets on Friday and Saturday, so the first six sets will have somebody else. And then Sarah usually will do the last, the nighttime
right.
portion of it.
So are you, so when you say marathon sets, how many sets were you talking?
12 to 13. And that goes into making 11.
Yeah,
So we work 4 days a week, and two of the days we put in, you know, some people only do four sets a day, and we're doing 12 to 13. And so we put in 2 or 3 days worth of work.
Right.
On one day, so it gets tiring.
Well, yeah, I know.
It gets tiring.
I mean, six sets a night is tiring. So.
But you know, with tips and the pay, you know, it's not bad. And of course, I do the merchandise for the band, and that's mine.
Right. So yeah, talk about that. Do you manufacture it yourself, or do you get a company to do it?
Yeah, I get a company that does the t-shirts. Now, the crocheted chickens and that, the lady that's standing by the stuff, she makes that, and I give her all that. She can make whatever she makes off that, and just so she sells my t-shirts and CDs, and I'm okay with it.
So she takes care of the transactions for you?
Yep, everything.
For everything? And
yeah.
And how well do you do with selling it?
You know, some days are better than the others. I can't think of a day where we haven't sold anything.
Really?
So, it's not bad. It's not bad. Very good days and some very slow days.
Right.
It's like everything on Bourbon Street.
Yeah. But that's one of the things that caught my attention with you guys. Because I would always, when you were playing Opera House, I was playing Crazy Corner. I'd always walk by and see the sign out, you know, with the logo. And then walk by and see your t-shirts hang and be like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Plus, we started taking Venmo for tips and merchandise.
I took a picture of that yesterday. What is that? I mean, I don't know.
Venmo is an app, and you can pay other people. Like, you've got friends on Venmo, you owe money. You could send them money, which is linked to your checking account or whatever account you got. I don't know if they go on it. Credit card. You probably put a credit card on it, too. But anyway, you can pay. You can pay me, the band, for t-shirts. You can tip the band on Venmo. If you have the app, you just look up Chicken on a Bone. Our logo's there. Our logo's on everything. So you know what you're looking at when you go to Venmo. You know you got the right people, and you can pay us. You pay by t-shirt, you buy a CD, and you can tip us, and people use it all the time.
That's cool. I mean, that's ambitious, I think.
I think it's a matter of me. It's a business to me, and it's not missing any opportunity to make a living.
Right.
So,
did you come up with the logo yourself? Or?
I did. Okay. I've been through three different logos, and that one, I stole it from Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band.
Uh-huh.
If you want to say I stole it, that was my inspiration for it.
Yeah, let's not say stole.
Yeah. That was my inspiration for it, so.
I don't even know what that looks like, so I'll have to look at it.
It's a hand with a finger pointing at you, and it says Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band.
Okay. So the actual chicken, though, did you take that from something else?
Or no. Matter of fact, that particular one I had made. I paid for somebody to make that.
You did? Okay.
In the early infantile stages of Chicken on a Bone, the cartoon Cow and Chicken, I used to use that chicken. And as time evolved, I decided to get my own chicken.
I think it's great that you do that with the merch and stuff, and also the way you guys look. You know,
That was me. We started that. Let's see, it's 2018. I would have to say 2009, maybe 2008. We played the Gretna Heritage Festival, and something just clicked in my mind. Blue jeans and t-shirts and stuff like that, and that's when we started, and we stuck with it, except during the summer months on Bourbon Street we'll wear something else, not the suits, but now we're not, as winter time, if you call that here, that's how we went back to the suits,
right? And it, you know, it's, they're shiny, bright colors, you know, that yeah. stands out, you know?
Yeah, I mean the bottom line is people listen with their eyes for the most part. And that's how I look at it. What other bands do, that's their business, but this is my business, and I could consider it a business, so.
It is, yeah. And, you know, that's where a lot of people fail, I think, or at least don't do as well, because they don't treat it like a job or like a business.
Yeah, and look, the lady I got running the t-shirts in it, I trust her wholeheartedly, and you got to have that. I mean, plus she gets a cut off the t-shirt she sells. Not only can she sell her own things, which is chicken type of influence in what she's selling, because she makes that herself, but I also pay her every t-shirt and CD she sells, and it's doing okay.